Well, the most common cause of hearing loss is aging. That's what we see mostly here. But, you know, hearing loss can also be caused by illness or trauma to the head, some sort of injury, and a lot of times medications as well. It's estimated that 48 million Americans are suffering from hearing loss, and that really is one out of five. 20% of the people will have some type of, over the age of 12, will have some sort of hearing impairment. Well, unless it's a trauma-induced or some sort of medical situation where it happens overnight, a lot of the people don't really know they're losing their hearing until their spouse or significant other or friends mention it to them. It's such a gradual process a lot of times that people don't know what they're missing. You know, it's wise to have your hearing examined, at least screened, which is a much quicker, simpler process, during your regular physical exams that you have yearly, if you have them yearly. If you've been diagnosed with a hearing loss and are wearing hearing aids or haven't purchased yet but know you have a significant loss, you should keep track of that at least yearly. Well, the first step, what we do is take a visual inspection of the ear canal. And here at this office, we use a video otoscope. And it's interesting for the patients to be able to see inside their own ears. Most of them have never seen their eardrum or ear canals before. And it really lets them see the amount of wax. If wax is an issue with them, they can see what's in there. And for me, I'm looking for red flags, something abnormal, in which case I would refer them out to an ear, nose, and throat specialist. But for the most part, if the visual inspection is okay, then we have the green light to go through a test. So in that case, what we'll do is we'll go into a sound booth here in the office, and we'll put some inserts into the ears. And the inserts will allow me to present tones to the ears, and the patient will respond whether or not they hear those. And that's the basic screening and testing. And we also do some more extensive testing here as well. If there's a significant loss and we're looking for hearing aids, we'll do some more detailed testing. The visual inspection and the actual hearing test can be about 45 minutes.